To be fair, if I'm being honest, I don't think anyone will listen to this podcast if I weren't on it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you not think me and Inca are very good?
No, you're good, but it wouldn't be the same without me. So, true though.
It's true. I can't fault you. You're being honest.
It's a good podcast. Don't get me wrong. It's just so it wouldn't be the same without me, would it? Can I finish? Oh,
yeah.
I get it. Did you live in Finland?
Welcome to the Can I Finish restaurant. Can I take your coat? Myself and Chef Inca will be looking after you today. For starters, we've got some badly researched stats. And then for a main, a lovely undercooked anecdote. Delicious. Chef Inca, what is for dessert?
Your mom.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chef.
You're welcome.
I've been watching a lot of The Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a restaurant business. I was a cook.
Okay.
And I like to watch that show, but it also brings up memories and traumas.
I can imagine. Did anyone call you cousin?
No. Oh,
I really would like that to catch
on.
Like, should we start calling each other cousin?
Yeah,
I think we're fine. We're fine where we are.
I'm okay with yes, Chef.
He's chef. Okay, fine. Chef from now on is fine. Yeah. Welcome to Can I Finish? And today is the most romantic episode of the season. We're talking dates. We're talking relationships. We're even maybe talking weddings.
Ooh. Travis is in love.
We're talking dates mainly, good ones and bad ones. Now, just to make this clear at the start of the episode, me and Chef Inca, are both happy in committed relationships. None of our exes will be mentioned by name. I think that is only fair.
Yes, we will come up with fun nicknames for the people.
Yes.
His name is not Jarkko, he's Marco.
Okay, let's get into dating. What's your dating history, Inca? What's your relationship history? No messing about. Let's get straight into it.
All right. Since the dawn of time. No, I have my dating history follows the catchphrase "Ei kannata mennä merta edemmäs kalaan."
Okay.
Which means don't go beyond the sea for fishing.
Okay.
Because I've always found my loved ones from friend groups or hobbies, work or school.
I see. So you've never had a situation where maybe you're in a supermarket and you've both put your hand onto an aubergine at the same time?
No. No. Okay. I have tried that several times. I'm just standing there on my hand on aubergine. Just waiting.
Just making eye contact.
No, never that. I actually never even found a loved one from Tinder.
Really? Did you ever try
online
dating?
I went to several online dates.
Mm.
Not for me. It doesn't work for me, I suppose. Actually, I found a job from Tinder.
What? That's not how it works. What sort of job?
A restaurant job.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So it started out as a date?
It started out as a date, and then the dude was like, oh, I need a cook. I was like, okay.
Started out as a date, turned into a job interview.
In a period of time. But yes, in a way.
For the benefit of this anecdote, yes. It all happened in one night. I went in wearing a lovely little black dress, came out wearing a white chef's coat and a hat, I would imagine.
I've also found friends from Tinder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
During my sort of brief, sort of year and a bit in the online dating world, I would have liked to have made more friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think I intended to make friends, but it's one of those things where you get on really well with someone on a date and you're going, oh, maybe this is something. And then they're like, we should just be friends. And then you never, ever speak to them again.
I don't like that phrase, we should be friends, and if you don't really mean it.
Yeah.
Just say like, I'm not into you. I don't like you. Bye.
I got hit with the, we're better as friends, so many times. My relationship history, I'm basically a serial monogamist.
Right.
Big relationship guy. Mm. Got in a relationship at 16. Met a girl on holiday.
Mm. Great.
Yep.
It wasn't a summer romance turned into a longer.
It was a summer romance that turned into nearly 2 years.
Mm.
And which is also, that also crosses into long distance relationship because
I
had to go and get the train to see her, which is...
That is such a long distance.
Well, it was for me at 16, yeah. Having to go to Manchester, then get the train to Preston, of all places. So then 16 to 18, then 19 to 26,
mm-hmm.
That was a big one. And then I met my fiancé in 2019. So I only really had between the ages of 26 and... 28-ish, for like online dating. Because before that, it wasn't really a thing.
Yeah, my longer single period was also before Tinder.
It's quite weird to think about pre-online dating.
Yeah, you just went to a bar and you could smoke in a bar.
Yeah.
So I went to a bar and I asked for a light and that was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
So when I was doing a little bit of research about dating in Finland, because obviously I haven't dated in Finland because I'm happily getting married, I ended up on the popular website Reddit.
Ugh. Sorry.
You bunch of neckbeards. So on a thread about what the dating scene in Finland is like, the top comment reads thus. I'm not sure what today's youth do, but my time was pretty much... Number one, go to a bar. Number two, get drunk. Number three, find someone as drunk as you to take home. Number four, repeat until one sticks around. Number five, kids. Six, marriage. Seven, divorce. Eight, alcoholism.
Sounds Finnish.
It sounds pretty Finnish. Yeah.
And nowadays, remember consent?
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, find someone as drunk as you who's also into it.
Yeah,
exactly. Or maybe don't get as drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be safe.
Mm. Tipsy's okay.
Anything more than that, and it's... Yeah.
People shouldn't have sex, for example, when they're super drunk.
People shouldn't have sex in any way. That's disgusting, dirty little buggers.
So, how's your marriage going?
Well, marriage between two consenting adults who live in the same flat, that's one thing.
Oh, wow, you're a conservative.
Very conservative. You've not realised that about me.
No, it came as a surprise.
This is a new thread I'm sort of adding to my character to sort of make money within comedy and podcasting. If you go really right-wing, that's where the money is.
Yeah,
so,
really. Yeah. Should we tell about alpha males next? And what women shouldn't do.
Yeah. Why? You shouldn't even be allowed to talk on this here podcast.
Yeah, why am I here? Someone let me out.
Just for clarity, that was all a joke.
La la la.
La la la. Don't believe that at all. I'm interested in what, like, dating in Finland is like. Have you dated in any other countries?
No, never.
Right, so you're...
I've never even had a fling in any other country. I tried to use Tinder in London when I was there several years ago. But it was like all these fuckboys. Like, oh yeah, so you're on holiday with your friend. Then let's all three get together. I'm like, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Sure. But... not now, thanks. And she's not a friend that way. And
Plus, I've got an open top bus tour to go on in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't really think I'll have the time.
No, sorry. Rain check. So I don't have that much experience about the cultural differences in dating around the world. I think Finland is like really spring and summer oriented in the finding a new partner scene, in a dating scene, because it's, you can almost like taste it in the air during spring, the hormones, like people are waking up from the snow and like, yes, must find a mate now.
The bears are coming out of their cave, exactly. Horny as heck.
The same thing happens with Finns.
Yes.
Mm.
Right, yeah, because I imagine it's not exactly... during the winter when it's really cold and snowy and stuff, you're not really ever looking your most alluring.
No.
Like, so it might be quite hard to find a mate?
You find a during the winter mate in the late August, and then you stick to it.
Yeah.
And then you snuggle under a cover during the winter, and then when the spring comes, you toss that old one and find a new one. No, I really haven't been active in a dating scene for a while. I'm just talking.
It's sort of like transfer deadline day. When you get to the end of August, that's when all the football clubs need to make sure their squads are set for the season.
Yes.
So the Finns are going, right.
All right.
They're looking around the transfer market going, okay, we need to secure... I was going to say a top bagger, but that's...
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Basically, they've got to get it done before midnight and then hunker down for the cold months.
Yes.
I first started to think about when you first start going on dates, because I imagine that's a little bit different from here.
Right.
So in the UK, when you first meet somebody like at school and you're going around together, you're courting, as they call it, in the 1900s.
Courting, you ask for their mother a permission, a gentleman caller that comes on a front door and says hello.
Oh yeah, tips the hat, must tip the hat.
Yeah,
and then you go to the cinema and you sit on the back row. That's essentially what, like,
that's kind of risky.
You think
sit on a back row? Yeah.
Why risky?
It's you know.
It's the sexiest place in the cinema.
Yes, but if you're 16, 15, isn't that a bit ooh?
Yeah.
In the fun.
There's no other place that you could go that's dark to have a bit of a snog.
What do you mean?
Because you can't go to nightclubs, can you? Because you're too young.
Yeah, but there's woods.
Woods? You're saying you would rather go to the woods or sit in a nice, warm, dark room with padded seats while, I don't know, Robert Downey Jr. does his thing on screen and you can ignore that for 20 minutes and do a bit of...
I think I've lived in a different era, in a different country, because of course I was thinking where can you sneak and make out during the week, for example. You can't leave to a cinema in a school day.
Mm.
Probably I couldn't. Or I have to ask for permission.
Yeah,
and then I have to say who I'm going with and stuff like that. Too much hassle.
Yeah, there's too much admin that has to go into that and it sort of ruins the spark.
Yeah, so of course you can snuck in the woods or something like that.
Down the side of Oldham Sports Hall.
I had
that was my little snogging spot after school on the way to the bus station.
Adorable.
I've had a few, but have you had any weird dates?
Oh, it goes to the direction of verbal harassment and super drunk dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One specific, or is this happened multiple times?
I go for a Tinder date and the dude is drunk.
Already?
That happened 2 times.
Oh.
Yeah.
How drunk are we talking?
It was difficult for me to notice at first because I had never seen this person before. I don't know how they act.
You don't know what their base level is.
Exactly. Is it basic crazy or is it sorry for using the C word.
Yeah.
That happened, and heavily drunk as well. And once I were on this date that was not so interesting.
Mm.
Nothing. We talked about nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything specific, really. And the dude seemed kind of rude. And I was thanks for the wine. I'm going home.
Mm.
That sort of thing. But he had my number. And late that same night, when I was having drinks with friends, 1 a.m., something like that, he messaged me via WhatsApp that, oh, you're awake, you fucking whore. Who are you with?
What?
I know where you live. That sort of thing.
Fuck.
Yeah. And he, the one thing that struck me the most was I talk to you so intimate and important things that if I ever hear that you speak about these things to anyone else, I'm going to hurt you.
Jesus.
And the funniest thing is he didn't say anything at all. like nothing interesting, nothing intimate. I don't even know his name.
He told you about his favourite hockey team and he's like, if you tell anybody who I really like in hockey.
Yeah. He was so boring, I fell asleep during that date. And he was like, oh, this was the most intimate time I ever had.
Oh, God.
I hope he listens to it and rots in a jail somewhere because he had that vibe.
Yeah, he deserves that. I found that quite a lot of people who are like internationals in Finland,
right,
who are trying to date here,
mm-hmm,
basically are like, it's easier to date other internationals, Finnish. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of quite a generalized stereotypical view of Finnish men, but a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my view of like Finnish women seem very lovely. On the whole, quite nice.
Yeah.
Finnish men sort of, they strike me as they've just got out of the woods.
And if someone listens to it and hurts their feelings, we're not talking about you.
No.
We're talking about all the other men. You're special.
The rest of them, beta cooks.
And we're back. Next sports. Yeah.
Monster trucks and tits. Oh, can't wait for that right-wing money to start falling into my bank account.
Absolutely. I also think it's funny that nowadays people don't really like put effort on the dates. That's my experience.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to go on a lovely first date where someone like this. I think this happens with women.
Mm.
Women put the effort.
You think?
Yeah, and dudes are like, come for a coffee. Let's watch a movie. Come to my place. I'm like, I'm not going to your place, you probably homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people should like put effort to the dates more.
You know what me and my fiance started doing when we're in London? Obviously, this is like we're sort of post-dating stage at this point. Yeah. We started alphabet dating.
Yeah.
Every date is obviously starts with a different letter of the alphabet, uh-huh, and we take it in turns to plan it, and it's a surprise.
Yeah.
So, for instance, A was archery. We went and learned how to do archery, which
great,
was really cool, and Kaiser was well good at it.
Yeah.
So that was really fun.
You were impressed and scared.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she could take my head off with a bow and arrow if ever I do anything wrong. He's not stacked the dishwasher properly. Straight into the back of the head.
Yes, women with the dishwashers.
Well, actually,
we're back, yeah. Another round of tits and monster trucks. But what's wrong with women? Why they nag so much?
And then B, we went bowling, classic bowling date.
Lovely date activity, by the way.
Yes, I really like bowling. There's like that fun little like competition element.
Yeah.
You can pretend to be bad so that like...
I hate that.
Oh, okay.
If
God, you really like switched for a second there.
Because if someone lets me win, I will not ever respect you as a person.
I mean, fair, but also quite terrifying. How do you know if someone's letting you win though?
They can't keep it in, ever.
Mm.
They're like, they're smug about it.
Would you rather...
In some point in life.
Would you rather them let you win,
mm-hmm,
or absolutely decimate you and like celebrate their victory like it was the greatest thing on earth?
The last one.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm that person.
Oh. Are you like a really bad winner?
Yes.
Oh, God. Kaiser's like that as well.
Good. We should compete as couples. Like, do like a double date.
I'm just like, I'm just here for the fun and like to get to know everyone. You're just like, screw you, sucker.
Because Mikko is the same.
Yes.
You're going to be like two himbos and then we get like, oh, destruction.
So you're macho Inca and macho Kaiser. Wow.
Amazing.
All right. I think it's time to take a little break. Let's chat to Robin. Robin has been on a... a bit of an edgy path recently. She's been teaching us about Riz. She's been talking about mental health. She's been talking about relationships, gender equality, all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be another hard-hitting topic, I'm sure.
Is she into emo music yet?
Her music taste is very sort of derived from TikTok.
Right.
So I don't think she's hit emo music yet.
We're waiting for that.
I would love to introduce her to My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Robin, welcome to the Black Parade.
Who do you think people should vote for in the election?
What do you mean?
You know how there's going to be an election where we decide a new Prime Minister?
Are they?
Not.
Is Rishi Sunak getting sacked?
Not yet, but he will at some point.
Yeah, he will, he's crap.
What do you think about the Tories?
What's that mean?
The Conservative Party. So that's who Rishi Sunak's a part of. Do you think the government are doing a good job?
No, not really. It's just a lot of chumbawamba, to be honest. It's always something going on.
There is always.
Can't just be good.
Can't be good.
Tax rises are going up. Someone's died. Oh no. Oh no, someone's died.
Do you think that's the government's fault?
Yeah. The governments are the people who cause in depression, to be honest.
I think that as well. Funnily enough, I think you're right with that one.
Bloop, bloop. Sorry for the voice, Uncle Trav.
Welcome back to Can I Finish, the internationally acclaimed podcast where I, Inka, and you, Travis, talk about different things.
You started so strong then and...
Yeah, and then I quit in a middle. Yeah.
It's like you had a real crisis of confidence and decided that, actually, I'm not going to do this voice anymore.
I got bored.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're bored, just stop doing what you're doing.
Exactly. That's my motto in life.
I understand. Welcome back to Can I Finish? So I have found an amazing article.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to attribute it. It is from her_Finland on Instagram, which is a popular Instagram account.
Really?
Of a Finnish lady who tells you all you need to know about Finland. And I think she teaches Finnish as well. But anyway, shout out to her_Finland. She has done a Finnish dating guide, A to Z. And I've picked out a couple of these that I want to ask Inka about. They're basically things to do with how you should approach a Finn if you're wanting to date them.
All right.
M, muteness, which I'm not sure is a word. We Finns, at no point in our lives, are taught to small talk.
True.
If a Finn is quiet, that doesn't mean anything negative. Quite the opposite. Most likely they're comfortable with you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my favourite bit. Try wine, tequila or absinthe if the situation is desperate.
I've actually tried to do more small talk now as an adult. I've never been really good at it. But now I have these business meetings or I need to contact with people. And apparently you can't be silent in those situations. You have to warm the chat up in some way. So I've started to talk about weather.
Have you?
Yeah.
And how are you getting on?
I think I'm doing okay.
Should we do a little role play now maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, good to see you. You all right?
Hi, you too. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, really good. How's the family?
In what sense?
Okay.
Okay, let's try again.
Maybe you do the question this time.
All right. Hey, it's raining again.
It is. I tell you what, it's not been as bad as last year. It's weird because one minute it's raining, the next it's sunny. I just don't know where I'm at.
You're in Finland.
Oh. God, this is quite an abrupt end to that. But I mean, you're sort of getting better.
I think I did great there.
I think you did great. So yeah, small talk is not a strength of the Finns, I would say.
Yeah. This is a stereotype that I'm happy to strengthen.
Yes, you're happy to strengthen. if you understood what she said, can I finish
Shout
at gmail.com?
I've also learned that you say, for example, tomato.
Oh, yeah, tomato.
No one can understand that.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
I can also speak English in that way. And people will think, oh, she's native. In my like, yeah, but to the...
Yeah. Oh, did you? You're really good at it. We've spent enough time together now that you... I mean, you're as British as it bloody well gets. N. We're up to N. This is a weird one. Nibbling. Nibbling, it is a very positive sign. It means that a Finn is utterly relaxed with you, particularly we women. Just love to try out food on another person's plate. Oh, right, that's what it means.
Oh, I thought that it was biting a person.
So did I. Huh. I really hadn't read the rest of this. particularly, we women just love to try out food on another person's plate. Accept it or be ready to fight for your right to have all the food on your plate. If you have a Finnish man nibbler, set clear rules on how much you want to eat. If you don't, your food, especially candies, may disappear within seconds.
That is true.
Okay.
I have to like fight for my treats at home. If I buy a bag of sweets, 15 minutes, and someone else shout out to my household. Someone else.
Do you have a pet? Or... No, I think we can suss out who we're talking about here.
Yeah, Mikko eats my candy. If I don't like, I have to like give him a tiny portion of that bag. You can have this and this alone. This is yours and the rest is mine. Buy your own sweets.
I am...
But that doesn't, of course, apply to me. I can eat whatever I want.
Oh, I see. Mikko, we need to have a little chat because I feel like we are in the same boat here. If I buy something for myself, if Kaiser even looks at it, I'm like, take your eyes off this. This is mine.
How selfish are you?
I have a problem sharing. And one of mine and Kaiser's biggest arguments, we went on a date to one of our favourite restaurants.
Right.
No longer there, but posthumous shout out to Taco Queen in Peckham.
Right.
One of the best taco restaurants in all the land.
Right.
And when we were going through, it was like, oh, we'll get one of them. And in Kaiser's mind, she was like, we're sharing everything.
Yes.
There was a beef birria taco that I had sort of, in my mind, ordered for just me. And it came and I was like, I'm so excited. And I started going to absolute town on this taco. Yeah. Like, nah, rah, 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 rah. And she was like, hold on, can I have some? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, this is mine. And she was like, we're sharing everything. And I was like, but not this. I've already planned that I'm going to eat this whole thing and it's mine. I realize now that there is some probably inbuilt trauma about sharing. And
are you an only child?
No, that's the problem.
Oh, all right.
I've got three siblings.
Oh, that's the... Oh, right.
Yeah,
the other end.
So anyway, we ended up having to... to buy another one because I didn't want to let go of my taco. So
right.
I've grown and learned since then. And
was this yesterday?
A couple of days ago, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I get attached to my own little things.
Understandable. Mikko often, when he tries to eat my food, he often says that I just have to check that it's not poisonous.
Yes, Mikko.
Yeah.
I employ that tactic as well. Yeah. And like you say, it doesn't work the other way around. I am allowed to try your food. You cannot touch mine. I do have a weird thing. I don't really like... If it's anyone other than Kaiser, I would never eat anything off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird.
I eat the leftovers of my friend's food often.
Do you?
Yes.
No, I can't really touch other people's food if they've already been eating it.
But if it's like... Of course, if like half-eaten burger, I probably wouldn't eat it. I'm not sure, but it's nastier if it's like been in your mouth and then it's on the table. But if it's like chips or something that you can snack on, of course you can eat them.
Can I admit something to you?
Yes.
When I worked in a popular restaurant in the UK, a restaurant chain, I was quite poor. I was working in radio, but not being paid anything, and I was
like this one.
Very similar. So in 6 years, not a lot has changed in my life. But I was working on the floor, clearing tables and stuff.
And there was some occasions where someone had not touched something on their plate. And before I scraped it into the bin, gobbled it away.
Yeah, I've worked in a restaurant. That's really common.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. I thought that
you
was
you were just
of,
like a pervert in a kitchen.
I'd been carrying this guilt with me all this time that I was sort of like stood over the bin like a divorced dad, like like trying to get any little bit of sustenance that I could.
I've worked in these restaurants that have like a really expensive dishes.
Mm.
And sometimes some customers come in and they order like a whole lobster or real caviar. And then they don't eat it. And then you look at it, it's like, it's 90 euros that I have to throw away. Yeah. And people are just, does anyone want like real caviar? And people are like, yeah, sure, let's eat it.
Right. Well, that's one thing. I was working in Nando's, so it's hard to like it was expensive.
That's the Portuguese chain restaurant. I've never been to one.
Have you not?
No, because there's no Nando's in Finland.
I would love to take you for your first Nando's.
Really?
I would. Because...
is it anywhere similar to Portuguese food?
So it's peri-peri.
Yes.
Peri-peri.
Yeah.
So it's a South African restaurant that specializes in Portuguese food.
Do you know what piri, just P-I-R-I, mean in Finnish?
No.
Meth.
Well, I mean...
it's Breaking Bad.
But Walter White opens a yes, Portuguese exactly. restaurant.
Polos Locos. What's their restaurant?
Polos Hermanos.
Polos Hermanos.
We should write that.
It all comes together.
Nando's operates over 1,200 outlets in 30 countries, but yet they couldn't fit one in Finland.
Well, there is no Nando's in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Hooters.
Why are you missing that?
Kinda, because they were speaking about it for a few years ago that, there's going to be Hooters in Finland.
Tits and wings.
And I was younger then. I was like, I'm going to apply there.
Yeah.
Because I have tits. Why I can not? Serve food.
Also, they would be a really big sponsor of this here macho podcast.
Yes.
Tits and wings. Hooters. If Hooters International are listening, we will do your live reads for you.
Did you know... actually, this is a rumor that I've heard from several sources. Shout out to our corresponders.
Yes.
If you know anything about this subject, please send us an email. Mm-hmm. We would love to know. I've heard that Finnish women have an interesting reputation in Australia.
In Australia?
Yes.
Okay. What like, sort of reputation?
Like if a Australian dude tells his friends that... he's dating a Finnish girl. His friends are like, nice. Like that sort of, like girls are, Finnish girls are like girls gone wild sort of people. In Australia, they're not that here.
No.
But when they go abroad, they're like, woohoo, tits and beer.
Yeah.
That I've heard. I don't know if this is true. And I salute these women and I hope the best of them. And especially if you are a girls gone wild girl in Australia, please tell us what is it
please.
Like. I want to live your life.
Oh, wow. That is an absolute dream to be living. I know that we have correspondents in Australia. So please do a little bit of research. For God's sake, do a bit of research and get back to us about that. Because I've got some questions to ask those girls.
Hey, did you heard about this Christian dating app in Finland?
No.
There is one, and it's quite popular.
Oh.
There was these ads, like, 1 year ago that was just popping up. I'm not going to say the app's name because I'm not going to promote it.
Okay.
But there was this one Christian dating app that was, like, just booming.
Huh.
And I was quite surprised by it because... Finland is not that Christian country.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, surely it can't be that popular, but...
what I would love to see is a satanic dating app.
What would that involve?
Well, like-minded people. Like those lovely... I've been dreaming these lovely dates on like a foggy cemetery and and listening to good music. And maybe sacrificing someone, I don't know. But
just doing a quick Ouija board after dinner.
Yeah.
Creepy.
No,
creepy
lovely.
And weird. No. Do you think going to a cemetery, like that's a quite a Smith's like,
dating in the cemetery, a picnic by the gravestone.
I try to kiss you, but you don't want me.
Your skin is cold like a corpse.
When you say that, is that a genuine, like, oh, I think that's quite romantic, having a date in a cemetery? Because I can't tell whether you're joking or not.
I'm not joking.
Wow.
Mm. I love the big cemetery in central of Helsinki.
Yeah.
Jätalahdenhautausmaa. Jätalahti cemetery. Because there, it's old one. There's lovely things to see, and it's a lovely park as well. And I would love to go on a date there.
Do you not think it's sad? Does it not make you feel sad?
No.
Okay.
They're gone already. What's there to be sad about?
Well, what about ghosts?
Great.
Why would you want a ghost to just pop up on your date?
That would be super interesting.
Okay, let's leave ghost dates. What about, what's your experience dating people who are not men?
I've dated non-binary people and women.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between dating men and other?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like in a way that the dates have been nicer.
Okay, right. So when you said before that men don't really put the effort in dates, that is a true statement from experience.
Yeah, but also like more shy.
Right.
It's happened quite often that I like them or she and they like me, but nothing happens because no one... is like brave enough to do anything.
Right. I've got this vision in my head of sort of slight touching of hands and then backing away, like
far less traumatizing than relationships that I have with men.
I see.
Have had. The current one is lovely.
Yes. He's always the exception to the rule.
Yes.
My experience with men is less dating,
mm-hmm.
more just...
Are you in the woods?
It's nighttime, I'm in the woods, and there's another man in a long coat. I don't know why he's there, but I'm going to go and investigate.
That's the universal cruising experience, I've believed.
If you're on a night out and you're a man who wants to get with another man, very easy.
Yes, I've heard.
My experience.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in a nightclub and you're trying to sort of like seduce a lady.
Yeah.
Much more difficult. Mm. Much higher standards, I would say. And rightly so.
Yeah.
So after the dating scene.
Yeah.
There's then sometimes marriage.
Yes.
I am getting married next year.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting. In the last few weeks, we've booked a venue. Yes. We've booked a photographer. We've booked caterers. We're like fully on it. I have recently been let into the fact that there are some Finnish wedding traditions.
Yes.
Which I wasn't really aware of, and I'm not really sure I understand them. Could you enlighten me on some Finnish wedding traditions?
Of course. What type of food are you going to have in your weddings?
We're having like sharing platter of tacos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How non-traditional.
Yeah.
Because if it's a Finnish wedding, there should be Karelian pies.
Oh, like Karelian piiraka.
Yes, with egg butter.
Munavoi.
Munavoi. Karelian piiraka ja munavoi. And then there should be Karelian hot pot.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like a meat stew.
Oh.
And then there is this Finnish wedding games.
Oh.
I don't know if it's like an international thing or anything like that, but there is this robbing the bride. Like kidnapping the bride.
Okay, I was worried that that's what you meant. What? Why? How? What?
Yeah, morsiammeryöstö, which is like kidnapping and slash robbing the bride, is the tradition where a group of wedding guests come and steal the bride away from the wedding party.
Okay.
And then the often groom is supposed to do something to win her back. The group, for example, sing a little song, do a shitty love poem, or something else a bit funny.
Okay, so it's like a declaration of love to
to prove that you are the one that should be marrying the person. Why? Okay.
Modern and funny people can also like steal the groom.
Oh, yeah.
Or steal the punch bowl, steal the booze or something from the venue.
Okay. Weirdly, I'm sort of into the kidnapping game. Because I've had this weird thing where I've always wanted to be chloroformed. So...
You just want to know what it's like.
I feel like I could fight it off.
The chloroform?
Yeah. I just have a feeling that maybe I'm the one in...
Are you also a person, a man, who thinks that they can drive a plane if there's an emergency?
Yes. If I had to, I know that I've got to pull back and up to angle the plane up.
That's great. That means you're an alpha male.
I also have always wanted to kick a door down. So I basically got, I've basically got a few dreams and aspirations that are based on like action films from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you going to have these Finnish traditions in your wedding at all?
I think, well, the wedding's going to be in the UK. I think it would be wrong to not have some Finnish traditions there. I think potentially... A kidnapping. I'm pretty down with that.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how it goes. Just so you know as well, if you're listening to this right now, you are invited.
Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the show to get the newest episode as soon as they land. Give us a 5-star rating too, if you wanna. Apparently there is an algorithm, but it's all a bit too matrixy for me to understand. This is something that Travis wrote, so I'm just reading his words. If you listen to us on Spotify, check out the Q&A or the poll that is featured on each episode. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us the good old-fashioned way, caninfinish@gmail.com.
I also just want to give a final little shout-out before we do our plugs too, we've finally tracked down our listener in Vietnam.
That's amazing. Yes, we've heard of him.
Found them. Yeah. Hello to Alex Evans. He is the guy in Vietnam. He says, but I'm afraid I'm distinctly not Vietnamese. I am from Somerset, Manchester, South London, Tanzania, and now Vietnam.
Huh, Mr. Worldwide.
Alex Evans, Mr. Worldwide, shout out to you. Now, Alex says that he's enjoyed everything on the podcast except Pel Hermani.
Understandable.
Understandable. Thank you for getting in touch, Alex.
But not afraid of Morso.
No.
Man of my taste, yes.
Inka, you've got a book, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm going to plug it again. It's Bimbaficatio. Coming in on the late September 28th. You can pre-order Bimbaficatia for a cheap price of $24.90 with my and Taika's signature using the promo code Bimbaficatio if you order it from intakustannus.fi.
Lovely stuff. If you would like to donate to the podcast and help us make more episodes, buymeacoffee.com/caninfinish. That's it for this week.
Yep.
I've got some news.
Yeah?
Next week.
Yeah.
It's our final episode of the season.
Wham, wham, wham.
Wham, wham,
wham. That actually may be a wrong voice. We should do like, yeah, final. Pew, 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 pew.
Season finale of Can I Finish? So who knows what's going to happen after that, but maybe something fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know anything. Do you know anything?
Nope. No, no one tells me anything.
No one tells me
around here.
Shit, I have no respect in this goddamn podcast. if you want more, buy us a goddamn coffee, will you? Is that rude? I don't know.
They're used to it, I think.
Yes, I think they're used to it. Okay.
Hey, I want to give a last like love shout out to everyone who's listening to this dating podcast and be like, I don't know, bummed out a little bit or something. I hope you find peace and love in your life.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were just going to end it on. I hope you sort of get over it and learn to live with it.
If anyone who wants to find love, I hope you find it.
Yes, I hope you find a great love in your life.
And if you don't want to find love, that's also okay. You don't have to.
I hope you find something to fill your time.
Yeah, crocheting is a thing.
Thank you for listening, and see you next week for the last one.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Can I Finish? please subscribe to Can I Finish? Please, okay? On Insta, TikTok, podcasts, Spotify, all that jazz wakawa. Music in this episode comes from Matt Large and Sarah, the instrumentalist, courtesy of Epidemic Sound. Our artwork is by Peppuccini. Thank you.
We're recording quite early in the morning. So.
Yes, this we were supposed to do like a morning show, but hello, hello, morning people, welcome to Can I Finish? Are you driving to work or just having a lovely morning at your own home? Yeah, we are here with Travis and Inga.
Let us know, have you packed your lunch boxes for the children off on their way to school yet? It's a beautiful day here in Helsinki.
Now we have a question for you people. Which is better, cats or dogs? Give a shout out to our shout box.
And if you answer who is better, cats or dogs, the 60th phone call wins an animal of their choice.
Is it like you can... Is that like any animal of choice? Yes.
We're getting a phone call from our 60th winner. Hi, Inka's on the line. What do you prefer, cats or dogs? Let me check
the T's. I like cats. I want a giraffe.
I'm going to have to check the T's and C's there, Inka, but thank you for getting involved. You're a winner. And a giraffe is being sent over to your apartment. You do have tall ceilings, right? Because otherwise, this is going to be a nightmare for your upstairs neighbour.
That was a... good bit. Thank you.
That was a bit of fun. That was lovely.
Hey, thank you for listening to Can I Finish?
Yep, that's how we're ending. But before we go, let's play the number one most requested song on Can I Finish FM. Travis is a baby mouth.
Travis is a baby mouth. Travis is a baby mouth. A baby mouth.